Then he went on to give two of the shortest parables in Scripture, the parable of the hidden treasure and the pearl of great price. That is an amazing prophecy. I didn't understand it for a long while. Let me quickly explain it. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field. When a man found it, he hid it again. And then in his joy went and sold all he had and bought that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant looking for fine pearls. When he found one of great value, he went away and sold it. Sold everything he had and bought it. Now, these do not teach about us gaining the kingdom of heaven. That's not what it's about. We do not earn or buy the kingdom of heaven. The man and the merchant are the Lord Jesus Christ. He came to seek and to save. It cost him glory, honour and his life. He came to save everyone, including us. We must be the treasure or pearl. Yes, we are. We are the pearl of great price. How does that make you feel? That Christ paid everything he had for us. We are the pearl. You know, I think the hidden treasure is actually Israel. Yes, they were lost for a while. Lost in the world. They are now. Well, they're returning. They're returning, but they have been lost in the world for 2,000 years. The pearl of great price is the church. Us. You know, did you realise that a pearl is a bit of grit covered by beautiful covering? Blessed are those whose lawless deeds are forgiven and whose sins are covered. That's us. And then he went on to speak about the dragnet, the parable of the dragnet. Good and bad fish caught. It's necessary to sort out the good from the bad. Yes, that's discrimination. Yeah, God discriminates. Sometimes we have to too. Have you understood? They said yes, but I don't know if they did. Sometimes we don't understand either. They're hard. Some things are hard, aren't they? Have you understood? Therefore every scribe instructed concerning the kingdom of heaven is like a householder who brings out his treasure things new and old. Jesus was referring to the Old Testament, bringing out old things. And now he's bringing out new things. And that's what he was doing. Things hidden from past generations, Jesus taught. You know, we should use the Old and the New Testament teaching too. Bring out truths from the Old Testament and from the New Testament. But then he was rejected. When he came to his own country, oh, how he must have felt as he walked across from Capernaum to Nazareth and saw that town. This is where I grew up. This is the people that know me. What happened? When he came to his own country, he taught them in the synagogue so that they were astonished and said, where did this man get this wisdom and these mighty works? They were astonished at his knowledge and his miracles. But they'd seen him grow up. They knew him well as a child and watched him grow up. Is this not the carpenter's son? Is not his mother called Mary and his brothers James, Joseph, Simon and Judas and his sisters? Are they not all with us? Where then did this man get all these things? So they were offended at him. Oh, we have to be careful not to ignore those who are closest to us, don't we? We can get good teaching from even those whom we know well. They found it easier to cling to their ignorance rather than to acknowledge the truth that he was more than a man. I'm going to finish with this passage. It's not from Matthew, it's from John. I think this is the saddest verse in all of Scripture. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. It is a terrible thing to be rejected by anyone, but to be rejected by your own family is just unbelievable. The people that he knew well, the nation that God had chosen to be his own, rejected him. He came unto his own, and his own did not receive him. They rejected him. Finally they will change. That hasn't happened yet, but it will. But you know, that doesn't end there, and thank God it doesn't. There's one more verse. But as many as received him, to them gave he the right to become children of God.